Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me this week. Part of my day. That's a little man from Texas bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thirdingredient.com. John Harrison, the Reverend John Harrison, CFP, Certified Financial Planner, is our guest and a longtime Brain Trust member, author of Making Mammon Serve You, also his novel, Fighting Back. That's his new book, John F. Harrison. Hey, John, and folks, John is, as you know, as we've talked about before, John's a black man. He's helped me over the years. He's been one of our Brain Trust members who are black Americans who have helped me discuss social issues on the show, which I think are important because they do affect policy, and the policy affects the economy. John, one of the things that I'm worried about is we have a group of people in America who once upon a time would have fought against racism, and now in the name of racism, in my opinion, they're being racist by promoting identity politics. Am I off base in saying it that way?
No, I don't believe you are. You'll be unpopular for saying it.
Well, I'm used to that.
The truth of the matter is, what anti-racists used to be against was anyone making sweeping generalizations on the basis of race. You know, Hispanics can't do this, or blacks can't do that, or whoever, you know. But now, they are making sweeping generalizations on the basis of race. Like, you can't understand me if you're white because, you know, your experience is not mine.
No matter what your background is, no matter how you've lived your life, you should be ashamed of yourself for being white.
Yeah, and to me, the scariest part of all of this is the fundamental shift that's under it is not so much a shift in style or strategy, but the idea is dying that it's the individual that counts.
Right.
Back in the day, your character, your work ethic, your stick-to-itiveness,
meritocracy, regardless of skin color, regardless of background, that was Martin Luther King's goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, and now that's sort of scoffed at and laughed at, and all that matters is the group to which you belong, and that's supposed to be determinative of your chances, your destiny, your everything can be explained by something like gender or skin color or sexual orientation or what have you, and those are the most salient points about you, and it's a disempowering message because now we're being told the most determinative things in our lives are things we can't control.
Right. And that somebody else has given license to, meaning if they give the license to that, they can take it away one day, right?
Yes.
That's the thing that gets me. If I perform, you can't deny my performance. But if I'm a color or I have a certain orientation or whatever, and that's popular today, it can be unpopular tomorrow. Those things are variable, and that's the danger in this, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And so it's turned into, rather than making redress for racism or fixing racism, it's just become revenge for racism by reversing the target of the racism.
Right. Right.
And basically
it's dishonest. It's that the premise of all that is a lie, as far as I'm concerned, John. And what bothers me about this, when you hear Joe Biden identify and introduce his cabinet choices, none of it is based on their performance, their ability, their credentials. In every case, he talks about how they fit into his matrix, his patchwork quilt, so to speak, based on identity politics. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
It's very disturbing,
oh, yeah,
isn't it?
The first Latino this, the first woman that.
The first Pacific Island indigenous person to be a cabinet member or whatever.
Yeah. And these things become, once they're in the culture, then they become policy. And I think that's going to spread, you know, to compliance regimes.
That's what bothers
businesses.
Me.
You're going to have to demonstrate that you have a policy in place to make sure that, you know, you're, and take the group of your choice, that you're using the right pronouns.
It's going to get right down to small business very quickly, isn't it?
Yeah. And these things are always not only absurd, but expensive.
That's right.
And, you know, I think that conservatives in particular have tended to laugh at some of the absurdities because we haven't thought through what the ultimate end of those things are. Things that sounded like silly political correctness 10 years ago are now becoming policies for which you
right.
can be sued.
And not only policies, but you can't even debate them. You're not even allowed.
No.
I mean, you get canceled. You can't even debate these issues. You're mm-hmm. If you debate them, if you even question them at all, you're a horrible person.
Right. Land of the free, huh?
Yeah. Well, what happened to free, open, and open ideas? What happened to honest debate? What happened to intellectual honesty? Where did tolerance go? The more we will not survive being intolerant. And the direction we're moving in, John, is in more intolerance. What do you think? Last thoughts?
I agree 100%.
We're going to take a quick break and talk about some things that will be a little lower my blood pressure just a little bit after the break. John doesn't need this higher blood pressure either. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with our good friend, John Harrison. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.